Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 88 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
He has bullied our teachers, our first responders, and our social workers.
Voter turnout was higher than expected in yesterday's primary.
A former Miss America has won the Democratic nominee for Kentucky Secretary of State.
The Roundman County Public Library is hosting a summer reading program.
Three Kentucky counties received a $9 million education grant.
Attorney General Andy Beshear warns Kentuckians about door-to-door scammers.
In sports, Moorhead State is battling Eastern Kentucky at the Ohio Valley Conference Championship this afternoon.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And tonight, partly sunny with a high around 66 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The Secretary of State's office says voter turnout for Kentucky's primary election Tuesday was higher than projected. A statement from the office says unofficial results show that nearly 20% of registered voters cast ballots in Tuesday's primary to choose nominees in the governor's race and other statewide offices. Voter turnout has been projected at 12.5%. Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin fended off a strong primary challenge, setting up a long-anticipated showdown in the November general election with arch-nemesis Andy Beshear, who won the Democratic primary. The two have fought in courtrooms over education and pension policies. Voters also chose nominees for the statewide offices of Attorney General, Secretary of State, Auditor, Treasurer, and Agriculture Commissioner. The State Board of Elections meets June 4th to certify vote totals.
Governor Matt Bevin made it across the finish line Tuesday night, but not without meeting with a relatively strong showing by primary rival Robert Goforth. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the Republican governor is promising a stark contrast come November.
Bevin sounded unfazed by Goforth's numbers despite the representative's explicit attacks on the governor and his style.
It's about what I would have expected when people asked me earlier. I expected he would get 30-something percent. The amount of money he spent, the amount of time that he spent, certainly what you would expect. The real issue, it's a moot point now.
The governor received a Twitter boost from President Donald Trump, whom Bevin has featured in his campaign ads. Bevin will face his chief political rival, Attorney General Andy Beshear, in November, in a race the governor said will present Kentuckians with a clear choice.
The contrast with Ralph and myself, who are strongly pro-life, who are supported by President Trump and supportive of the values of the people of Kentucky, it will be a binary choice. At this point, all the hypotheticals and the other possibilities are going to fade away.
Bevin speaking on KET. The Democratic Governors Association said Bevin enters the general election, quote, damaged and deeply unpopular, and the Kentucky Democratic Party is describing the results as a backlash in Bevin's own party. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Andy Beshear won the Democratic nomination in last night's primary election over Kentucky State Representative Rocky Adkins and former state auditor Adam Edelin. Beshear will attempt to unseat Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin in November. Beshear said Bevin's treatment of our educators and medical facilitators is a distraction.
He has bullied our teachers, our first responders, and our social workers. He's called them names, and he has shut them out of the Capitol that is their house. But we are not going to let him distract us.
General Election Day this year is November 5th.
House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins was the runner-up during last night's Democratic gubernatorial primary. Adkins, who had expressed his support of teachers and promised educational reform, lost by around 24,000 votes. Before the votes were counted, Adkins said he would support whoever ended up with the nomination.
You can better believe it. If I'm not successful tonight, I'll be ready to get back in the ranks and do what I can for whoever wins the election tonight. I'll be a supporter, I'll be involved, and I'll be trying to help that candidate win in November.
Former auditor Adam Edelin says he'll also be supporting Beshear in his run for governor.
Kentucky Republicans picked lawyer and lobbyist Daniel Cameron as their candidate for attorney general during yesterday's primary election. Cameron picked up 55% of the vote over State Senator Will Schroeder. Cameron spoke out on Kentucky Tonight about why he's seeking the position.
I run because, in my judgment, this is the critical office. This is the ultimate source of action as it relates to what has become the public safety challenge of our lifetime. and that is the drug epidemic. And I think our current Attorney General has squandered in many ways his opportunity to be the leading voice on this issue. He has abdicated his responsibility to the men, women, and children of all 120 counties.
Cameron will be going up against former Kentucky House Speaker Greg Stumbo in the fall. Stumbo ran unopposed in the primary.
A former Miss America has won the Democratic nomination for Kentucky Secretary of State. The Kentucky News Network's Haley Hansen has the story.
Heather French Henry won the nomination with over 70% of the vote. She defeated three other Democrats in the race. In addition to winning Miss America in the year 2000, Henry was also Kentucky's Veterans Affairs Commissioner under former Governor Steve Beshear. Henry will challenge Michael Adams, who won the Republican nomination with about 41% of the vote. One of those candidates will replace Allison Lettergan Grimes, who was unable to run for re-election due to term limits. I'm Haley Hansen.
The Rowan County Public Library will once again be hosting the annual Summer Reading Program. The program begins on Friday, May 31st at 5 p.m. with a bubble bug party. Children of all ages are welcome to participate in the kickoff event, which will include bubbles and music. Sandy Fleshman is the children's librarian at the Rowan County Public Library. She says the bubble bug party isn't the only fun to be had at the Summer Reading Program.
Each week we'll do a different activity. This year our theme is space. So we'll be talking about astronauts and planets and aliens. And we'll do a story and an activity that goes along with each of those themes each week.
Summer reading registration for all ages begins on May 28th in the children's area of the Rowan County Public Library.
SOAR Innovation has recently begun a partnership with a Chattanooga, Tennessee Business Acceleration Program to host a workshop for entrepreneurs. The program, called Co-Starters, lasts 9 weeks and will begin on June 13th at 6 p.m. The goal of the program is to provide participants with the tools needed to turn ideas into actions. Brandi Isham is a business and innovation champion with SOAR Innovation. She says Co-Starters doesn't just benefit business owners.
We can help bring business to the community. So maybe the people that come to our class, our hope is that they have an idea, but they don't have a business yet, or maybe they want to scale their business. And then by us being able to help them after they leave Co-Starters with their business, we'll be able to help them grow, bring in more profit to the community, create more jobs, and like I said, have a spirit of people who want to start a business.
Participants can apply online at soarinnovation.tech/co-starters. The workshop costs $125, and the deadline to apply is May 31st.
School districts in Warren, Bullitt, and Henderson counties have received a $9 million Federal Advancing Wellness and Resilience in Education grant to improve mental health services for students. Sharika Smith is coordinator of Extended School Services, Social Work, and Mental Health Services for Fayette County Public Schools. She says her team has been able to use previous AWARE grant funds to train thousands of staff members and parents in a curriculum called Youth Mental Health First Aid. She also says more and more students seem to be struggling with mental health issues.
We have seen an increase in referrals to outside agencies, referrals to our mental health resources in the school. So we have seen parents reach out more. Our student support staff have done a great job in trying to explain to parents that it is okay, it's nothing to be ashamed about if you need mental health resources.
Kentucky's School Safety and Resiliency Act, which requires public school districts to boost mental health resources and utilize school resource officers, goes into effect on July 1st.
A group in Madison County is going the extra mile to pay respects for Memorial Day. Spencer Gilley and volunteers will put more than 1,000 flags at graves of Madison County veterans. Gilley tells WKYT it started about 5 years ago. He believes rural cemeteries don't get the respect they deserve.
In many ways, we view our veterans here in Madison County as our own national treasures, because that's truly what they are. They have protected our country and our freedoms. We have veterans in Madison County from every war that our nation has ever seen. We put flags on veterans of the Revolutionary War up to the current war on terror.
All the flags being placed on the graves have been donated. For more information, you can visit the group's Facebook page. Just search for Flags for Veterans-Madison County.
With temperatures on the rise, officials are asking Kentuckians to use caution when hiring door-to-door contractors that promise too-good-to-be-true deals. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear says those deals can quickly turn into home improvement scams. Over the past 2 years, Beshear's office has received nearly 400 home repair scam complaints from Kentuckians in 25 counties. Fly-by-night businesses and door-to-door scam contractors take advantage of the home repair season by guaranteeing low prices and requesting upfront payment. But those contractors provide low-quality work or never complete the work, Beshear said, and sometimes demand thousands more than the agreed-upon price. In addition to remodels and home improvements, the second most frequently reported scam involves roofing contractors. Beshear said not all door-to-door salespersons are scammers, but Kentuckians should exercise caution. To report a scam, contact the Attorney General's office at 888-432-9257 and file a complaint online. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
A Fleming County man has been indicted on several drug charges. The Ledger Independent reports 47-year-old Gregory Hamilton faces two counts of possession of apparatus for unlawful manufacture of alcoholic beverages, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The indictment alleges Hamilton was in possession of an operating moonshine still, along with the marijuana, between February 23rd and 25th. Possessing the still is a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by a $250 fine and confiscation of the apparatus.
A Richmond triage nurse has been arrested after surveillance cameras revealed he sexually assaulted a patient. According to WKYT, cameras showed 49-year-old Alvin Buckmaster alone with the patient for periods of time on 9 different occasions at Baptist Health Hospital in Richmond on October 2018. The victim agreed to a sexual assault examination, and her clothes were collected for DNA testing. Buckmaster was arrested yesterday on charges of first-degree sexual abuse. He is lodged in the Madison County Detention Center without bond.
A Harrison County constable accused of rape is now facing additional charges. WKYT reports a case involving 36-year-old William Fields is already headed to the grand jury. According to the arrest citation, Fields allegedly had sexual intercourse with a 17-year-old girl sometime between March and April. Fields is charged with rape, sodomy, and use of a minor in the age of 18, under the age of 18, in a sexual performance. He is lodged in the Bourbon County Detention Center.
Paintsville police arrested two people after responding to a possible DUI with a child complaint. According to EKB-TV, 38-year-old Christopher Clayton was arrested after officers detected a strong odor of alcohol coming from Clayton. The passenger, Natasha Marshall of San Diego, had also been drinking and was arrested. Clayton was charged with DUI first offense, endangering the welfare of a minor, failure to use restraint devices, and menacing. Marshall was charged with public intoxication and endangering the welfare of a minor. Both were lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 66. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Friday, isolated showers before 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 88. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 88. And on Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Looking at the local temperatures, in Flemingsburg, 87 degrees, Maysville, 88, Ashland, 90, Inez, 89, Grayson, 90, Lexington 89, and right here in Moorhead, 88 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the first ever Moorhead State University Appalachian Horse Revival is on the way. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins has the story.
Hosted by the MSU Equestrian Team and the Department of Agricultural Sciences, the event will feature equine enthusiasts presenting horses that are native to Kentucky and Appalachia. MSU Farm Manager Joe Fraley says the festival will showcase the rich history of the region's horses.
We wanted to kind of bring back the roots a little bit, so to speak, of how those horses developed and those different breeds, and just kind of give people an idea of some of the enjoyment that the horse and where it came from, so to speak, for our area.
Fraley says the event is still in need of sponsors.
We're currently asking for sponsorships from our community as well as out in the horse industry as well. And our community is really stepping up and sponsoring a lot of our classes for our equestrian team. And this is a fundraiser for our equestrian team and our horse program.
Fraley says the event will feature horses from outside the state.
We are currently renting stalls to folks that are like more than 2 hours away from our facility. A lot of the horses will be from our region. Well, there is a large amount of the different breeds in our area that are used to showing and trail riding and so forth. We feel like we'll get a very large turnout from that, but we're very pleasantly surprised to already have people coming from out of state.
Fraley says he hopes for a good turnout.
We hope people understand the motive behind it is to help support our students and our horses that the students use. That's our idea behind as far as having the show and relinking it to the community and hopefully having a good turnout where people can have a good time.
The most important aspect for Fraley, however, is getting the community involved.
To where they can go and enjoy a horse show, whether they're showing or whether they're just coming to watch. And we wanted to include the music on Saturday to kind of have kind of a festival type atmosphere and allow people to just have a good Saturday afternoon and evening and come out and enjoy the show and the music.
The event will be held at the Derrickson Agricultural Complex from May 23rd to the 25th. Concessions will be sold and live music will be provided by the Wooks. Admission is $5 and children 12 and under are free. For more information, visit alumni.moorheadstate.edu/horserevival. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It's 447 and 88 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University. We are coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Cody Robinson, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're so glad you're tuning in on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Leanne Akers has your check of sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Moorhead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at moorheadstate.edu/recreation.
The Eagles fall in round one for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Moorhead State University baseball team ended up falling to Eastern Kentucky University during their first game of the OVC tournament this afternoon. The Colonels got the 4-1 win. Head coach of the Eagles, Mike McGuire, said going into the game that even though his guys had played EKU three times during the regular season, he wouldn't be taking the team lightly.
They've had some injuries that I think, you know, forced their record to be where it is. I think they, you know, would have finished a little higher in the standings had they not had some injuries and so forth. They've got one of the best, probably the best pitcher in the league, the reliever for them that Aaron Oceanbein has thrown 52 innings this year and only given up 300 runs.
EKU will face off with the winner of the Austin Peay-UT Martin game, which is just getting started in Marion, Illinois. Game time tomorrow is set for 3 p.m. Five members of Moorhead State University's baseball team have made all OVC teams. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Senior center fielder Connor Pauley, junior left-handed pitcher Dalton Stambaugh, senior shortstop Reed Leonard, senior left fielder Jake Hammond, and freshman right-handed pitcher Landon Wines all received the All-OVC team nods. Leonard is the first player in program history to be named to either the first or second team all 4 years of a career. Pauly is one of just two OVC players to repeat as a first-team selection after earning it also in 2018. This is the fifth consecutive season at least five Morehead State baseball athletes have garnered nods on the All-Ohio Valley Conference teams. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The University of Kentucky softball team is prepping for their third straight Super Regional tournament. The number 14 Wildcats pounded out 26 runs over the weekend and pulled off an 11-1 victory against Virginia Tech on Sunday to advance to the 2019 NCAA Softball Super Regionals. They travel to number 3 Washington this weekend for the first round. They'll battle the Huskies in a three-game series, betting on their previously successful offense to advance them to the Women's College World Series. The first game is set for 9 p.m. on Friday and will be televised on ESPN2. Game 2 is set for Saturday at 10 p.m. with a tiebreaker on Sunday if needed. The Cincinnati Reds are battling for a win this afternoon in their two-game stint with the Brewers. Cincy played in Milwaukee this afternoon after picking up a win 3-0 yesterday. They're currently trailing the Brewers 11-8 in the top of the seventh. Reds manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio he had hoped to see more of what made yesterday's performance great.
We had a great first inning, and we got the three runs, and that's what we needed with the pitching we had tonight from Sonny. All the way through the sixth, he kicked it in there at the end and made it through the sixth and got a win. And then the bullpen with David, Amir, and Iglesias closed it down. So can't say enough about the job our pitching did, and we had what we needed offensively in the first inning.
The Reds have tomorrow off. They'll play again on Friday when they begin a three-game series with the Cubs in Chicago. The Cincinnati Bengals held their first organized team activities of the year earlier this week. Things got underway at Paul Brown Stadium on Monday. Wide receiver A.J. Green tells Bengals.com that things have been extremely fast-paced right off the bat.
Yeah, man. It's so much stuff that we have in, man. It's really a complex offense. You got to really be in your books. Got to know, you know, run game, pass game. A lot of this little stuff that you have to learn.
So you're having to hit books more than you used to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Preseason play for the Bengals begins August 10th when they head to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. And finally, in sports this afternoon, five-star offensive lineman Justin Rogers from Oak Park, Michigan, has committed to Kentucky over Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Michigan, and Tennessee. According to WKYT, the 6'2", 310-pound offensive guard is ranked as the top player at his position and is the top player in the state of Michigan, according to 247 Sports. He is also the highest-rated recruit to pick UK in the ranking era. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host the Eagle Day Camp June 10th through 13th from 9 a.m. to noon in MSU's Johnson Arena. Open to boys and girls in kindergarten through 8th grade. More information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks pulled back as trade worries increased while declines in Qualcomm and retailer shares also dampened market sentiment. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 100.72 at 25,776.61. The S&P 500 was down 8.09 at 2856.27, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 34.88 at 7750.84. Qualcomm shares were a huge loser today, falling almost 11%, their biggest one-day drop since January 23rd of 2017, after a U.S. judge ruled the chipmaker violated antitrust law by unlawfully suppressing competition in the cell phone chip space. The news dragged down the VanEck Sector Semiconductor ETF by almost 2%. Retailers were under pressure after the release of quarterly results from companies in the sector. Lowe's fell almost 12% on weaker-than-expected earnings. Nordstrom, meanwhile, dropped 9.3% as its quarterly earnings and revenue missed expectations. Target was the bright spot among retailers, as the company stock rose more than 9% as its earnings and revenue topped market expectations, and same-store sales, a key metric for retailers, also surpassed estimates. In the commodities markets, oil was down almost 3% at $61.28 a barrel. Gold was up 30 cents at $1,273.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were quiet, with the Stock 600 index down only 0.1%. In Asia, markets were mixed, with the Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.8%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Coca-Cola and Merck. The worst performers were Apple and Goldman Sachs. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Target and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, while the worst performers were Lowe's and Qualcomm. Turning now to stocks of local interest, is Dollar General up 50 cents at $122.05, Marathon Petroleum down $1.36 at $51.92, PPL Energy down 17 cents at $30.05, CSX down 90 cents at $77.44, and Valvoline was down 17 cents to finish at $17.79. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook, and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Taking a look at some community events in your region, SOAR, Shaping Our Appalachian Region, is partnering with Co-Starters to host workshops in Moorhead beginning in June. Co-Starters is a 9-week program providing entrepreneurships with the tools to need to turn ideas into action. Seats are limited and the deadline to apply is May 31st. Visit online at soarinvitation.tech or call 606-766-1160.
The Carter County Shrine Club is sponsoring the first annual swap and sell market May 30th through June 1st at the Carter County Shrine Club Showgrounds in Olive Hill. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, vendors and campers are welcome. Admission is $1 per person and kids under 12 admitted free. Proceeds benefit the Carter County Shrine Club.
The MSU Summer Arts Academy takes place June 9th through the 15th at Moorhead State University. Offered to area high school students with an interest in music, theater, art and design, ceramics, and photography. Fees include housing, meals, activities, and instruction. Merit scholarships are available. More information by calling 606-783-2401.
Taking one more look at the extended weather forecast, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 66. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tomorrow night isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Friday, isolated showers before 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 88. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. And on Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Looking at the local temperatures, in Flemingsburg, it is 87 degrees. Maysville, 88. In Ashland, 90 degrees. In Inez, it's 89 degrees. In Grayson, it is 90 degrees. In Lexington, it is 89 degrees. And right here in Moorhead, it is 88 degrees.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Nacogdoches Miller, Haley Stidham, Keneally Roberts, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Chaz Jenkins. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Cody Robinson. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.